Chapter 1. Thailand. Martin Pryor was getting used to the heat, or perhaps he was just getting fitter, and thus able to cope with what had initially felt like a long climb up to his hillside villa. It was further back and higher up the hill than he'd originally wanted. Although the house was smaller than his initial expectations, it had self-contained grounds, a reasonably sized pool, and most importantly, it offered outstanding views from the upper terrace, overlooking the sea. He'd been in Thailand a little over 3 months. He'd had a short list of potential houses before he arrived. The villa was number 2 on the list. Martin had never spent so much time searching for a home, most of which had been filling the dead time in his apartment in London. He'd never had so much choice either. He thought about the type, size, price, area, and country he wanted to live in. He'd used a specialist relocation firm in London to help him narrow the options and refine his wishes. He had initially prioritised the choice of country. He'd wanted a pool, a terrace, sea views, 3 good-sized bedrooms, and a house or villa. He had meticulously listed all his requirements and applied the necessary filters. The house he was settling into was far enough away from the town and the resort's lighting to give excellent nighttime views of the stars. An excuse for the 2 large telescopes that sat on their tripods. One was a spotting scope, more for watching distant boats and the antics on the beach. The other was perfect for stargazing. A regular and very satisfying activity. He'd always wanted to watch the stars. Martin treated himself to a beer as a reward for walking up the hill. A cooling swim also burnt energy and contributed to his improved fitness. He hadn't been fat, just untoned. The regular morning swims and the subsequent dips all contributed to his stamina's improvement. Initially, his swimming had taken place in a hotel. Now, he was swimming in his own place. His own place was a bit of a misnomer. The estate's land was 51% owned by a Thai company. The remaining 49% was spread among the long-term owners or leaseholders, of whom Martin was now one, which made him a shareholder in a company once more. This was all done in accordance with the regulations in Thailand. The process was not particularly challenging. It had all been handled smoothly once it had been explained. He had a new 30-year lease on the house. Martin did feel fitter and healthier than he had in years. The missing tension and stress also helped his mood. He'd feared some boredom, but he'd been too busy settling in to make that a problem. An early morning exercise routine certainly helped, just like when he'd left the UK and arrived in Thailand. There were numerous tasks to complete. Airport immigration had taken several hours, despite the embassy's visa. In an hour or so, he'd cook something. He still had to decide on the maid service that was available for the group of houses that his villa sat among. A planned community get-together was scheduled for tomorrow evening. He'd had the invite. The group of houses, which was not quite a gated community, included 2 shared tennis courts and a larger family pool, primarily for the houses without their own private pools, as well as the surrounding apartments. The amenities included a club room, a small attached restaurant, changing rooms, a lounge, a large room that was sometimes used as a function room or dining area, the dining room itself, and bars located next to the estate offices. Holidaymakers from all over the world frequently rented out the apartments and some of the houses. He didn't use that pool. So far, he had kept himself to himself. It was busier, he had been warned, during school holiday periods. Martin had been denied the stargazing pleasure, like many things, by the responsibility of family and growing the business that ensured their relatively comfortable lifestyle. He still had some of the family. He no longer had the stress of running the business. He now wished he had done this decades before. His ex-wife, whose name he rarely mentioned, had never wanted to live outside the UK. There was always some reason not to take a leap into the unknown.